British Prime Minister Theresa May survived a no-confidence vote today, a day after Parliament rejected her Brexit plan by an historic margin. What that means for Brexit, we'll see. Earlier, I spoke with Labour Party Member of Parliament David Lammy, who voted against May's deal yesterday, and I started by asking him whether he's lost confidence in Prime Minister May.
Frankly, I lost confidence in this Prime Minister many, many months ago. Brexit was never purely a party political issue. And right from the beginning, Theresa May could and should have pursued leaving the European Union in a cross-party, consensual manner. Instead, she pursued it purely in the interests of the Conservative Party and found herself in the pocket of an extreme element of her party who would want to leave the European Union in a hard Brexit manner that would cause tremendous damage to the British economy. And that's why we are where we are, because she insisted on red lines with the European Union, on freedom of movement. She did not want a customs union which would have kept frictionless trade with the European Union, and for all of those reasons we're in this mess. It is staggering and unprecedented to lose in Parliament by 200. Never before in the history of the UK Parliament has a government been defeated in this way.
But do you think that there will be a general election, and do you think that enough people in Parliament have confidence in your party's leader, Jeremy Corbyn, to be the next Prime Minister?
I've always said that it is absolutely right that the opposition should put down a no-confidence motion in this Prime Minister. But I've always felt that we would not succeed in that no-confidence vote because the DUP, the Northern Irish MPs, will vote with the government. And actually, there is no Conservative that will vote to bring down their own government. It's a bit like asking Turkey to vote for Christmas. And so for that reason, she will get through tonight. And that does mean that Jeremy Corbyn has to very quickly decide whether he is going to facilitate a Brexit and work with the government on this hardest of Brexit, or indeed whether he will get behind the momentum now that is building for a people's vote.
Well, we've talked before, and we know that you want a second referendum on Brexit. What are you going to do now to try to make that happen? How likely do you think it is that it will happen?
Well, there is momentum with the people's vote. More and more members of Parliament are saying that they believe that this must be the way forward. And they're saying it for a simple reason, and that is because politics is stuck. It's not clear that there is any consensus in the UK Parliament for any kind of Brexit. And any which way you look, it's very hard to get a deal. In those circumstances, the only way in our system to break the logjam is to go back to the people in an election. I've said I don't think that's going to happen. Or a referendum. And then the people instruct parliamentarians to go down a certain route. I hope, of course, that that route is to remain within the European Union. So the momentum is building behind this case. And ultimately, I think we're going to end up in a situation where Theresa May doesn't give very much over the coming weeks, because she, I think, is more keen to remain in line with her party than she is, if you like, to be in line with history and getting that Brexit. And I think that that will expose the Labour position over time. And as I said this morning, Jeremy Corbyn can't sit on the fence forever, because I'm afraid he's going to get splinters in places he doesn't want should he do that. He has to opt ultimately for the option, once all the options are off the table, that indeed brings an end to this logjam, which is the people's vote. Now, you can only do that, by the way, if you extend Article 50, and that gives us longer to get through these issues and hopefully have that timetable for a second referendum vote.
So you would support an extension of Article 50, not have the date be March 29th?
I can now see no circumstances under which, even if we had passed Theresa May's deal, Parliament would have had the time to pass the legislation necessary as a consequence of striking that deal. So if we're now going to get into further negotiations about some different kind of deal, we are seriously, seriously running out of time. There is a fear that Theresa May may be simply running down the clock to exit the European Union with no deal on WTO terms. It would be catastrophic for the UK economy in the short term. It would be bad for the European economy in the short term. And actually, it'd be very bad for the world economy. I think that there is a consensus. The one consensus that there is in the UK Parliament is to block no deal. And so we have to extend the clock to give us time to breathe, time to reflect, and I hope time to come up with that second referendum vote.
Now, you say momentum is building, but I've seen reports that if you were to put it to a vote today, should there be a second referendum, it would be an even worse result for your side than yesterday's vote was for Theresa May.
Look, I think that there's a couple of things here. The first thing, today in the British Parliament, we have this debate of no confidence. After that vote is out the way, more colleagues will feel that they want to call for a people's vote. And let's be clear, this Prime Minister is terribly weakened. This Prime Minister does not feel versatile and able to negotiate herself out of a paper bag, let alone out of the European Union. We've got some problems here, some serious problems. It feels like it's going to get worse before it gets better. The only way out, ultimately, I think, is going to be the British people. And it may well be finally Theresa May that finally says, look, I want to put my deal to the British people and ask them if they'll back me.
Do you think that if Jeremy Corbyn, your leader, doesn't get off the fence, as you say, and say, OK, I'm the opposite of what Theresa May wants. I actually do want a second referendum, that somebody else should lead the Labour Party who does want that?
Look, I think it's clear that the Labour Party begun this journey split, that there were votes to leave, particularly in northern industrial areas, similar to the sort of blue-collar areas of middle America, and he was trying to hold the ring. I think that position's changing, and frankly, as we've learned more about this referendum, we can't put Russian interference beyond reasonable doubt. We know that the Leave campaign broke the law. We know that the promises made, money into the National Health Service, will not materialise. In fact, it'll be impoverished. And there were wild claims like the Turkey coming into the European Union and bringing 70 million people into the European. All of it was complete and utter lies. Brexit has been a con. It has been a fantasy. It's one of the biggest hustles in this country that I've ever seen. And I think the Labour Party and members of Parliament need to be courageous. They need to speak truth to power. They need to call it what it is. It's very similar, I have to say, to the Trump takeover of the Republican Party in the United States. This stuff has to be faced down. It's dangerous populism designed to whip up fears against immigrants and fears against people who are slightly different in order to gain power. It caused Europe tremendous harm in the 1920s and 30s. We're seeing it again. And if you appease it, you end up, I'm afraid, making the situation far worse. We have to rediscover the spirit of Churchill, of Lloyd George, of the inventors of the NHS, and the inventors, indeed, of the Labour Party like Keir Hardie, and stand up to this nonsense, not kowtow to it and facilitate it and actually put Europe and certainly the United Kingdom in a bigger mess.
One more thing, David Lammy, as you have been dealing with things this week and especially that vote yesterday, do you feel like it's one of the most historic moments in British history? Do you feel like you're doing something as important as what happened, let's say, during World War II?
I think it was Shakespeare in Richard II, quoting John of Gaunt, who said, "This England that was wont to conquer others hast made a shameful conquest of itself." I'm really, really worried that we are seeing the end of the great in Great Britain, that this will lead to the breakup of the United Kingdom, with Scotland surely deciding to go the independent route in order to remain in the European Union, and that we will see the rise of the far right, a tradition that we see in countries like France, permanently on the UK landscape. I've been in Parliament now 20 years. What I'm seeing and experiencing is unprecedented. And I might say this isn't just about Parliament. It's about the divisive nature of the debate, the horrible rise in hate crime across the United Kingdom. Politicians like Joe Cox being murdered a few years ago, and the terrible threats that come to me and others who want to make the case to remain in the European Union and the case for a people's vote. I'm very, very sad at what is taking place in this country and the spectre that it presents to the world, and the soiling, if you like, of the huge reputation and esteem with which the UK has traditionally been held across the international community.
That is David Lammy, Labour Party Member of Parliament in Britain. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'd love your thoughts on Brexit. You can find our other coverage of this important topic at hereandnow.org.